Sister Amin, I have a question for you.
Okay, what?
Did we have another great day in the streets?
It was, like, phenomenal and so much glory to God.
It was like a replay from yesterday.
It was.
And we hope you're all doing well. We want to bring you some edification as usual. We went into the streets today, another glorious day. We can't even count the dozens and dozens and dozens and dozens and dozens of people.
And then more.
That we talked to, that we got to encourage in the faith, and then the hundreds of gospel cards we handed out to people that took them.
There was like, had to be thousands and thousands of people.
Oh, there were thousands of people.
At several points, there was like big floods of people just coming and coming and
coming. We got to preach at a Catholic wedding that was coming out, and we got to preach there, and I'm going to be putting a testing up on that Catholic church, and just young men, older people, middle-aged people, some youth came up and were talking, got the truth. So it was a glorious day of just proclaiming Christ in the streets. A beautiful day.
Oh, yeah.
And the brothers and Sister Kara, Brother Zealous, Brother Kuo, were out with us, and they got to preach to tons of people. Brother Zealous got to preach, talk to a man who speaks German. He gave him one German phrase, and the guy said, "You know German," and they talked, and they made a connection, and he was a Roman Catholic, and Brother Zealous and I helped him with that, so...
That's awesome.
Yeah, it was just another joyous day. I'm so thankful that we got to go and stand and proclaim the light of Christ.
Amen.
We had to resist. We had, once again, the Catholic people call the police on us, and a couple of the police officers were a little overbearing, but we stood up for our right, and the other police officer said, "They're fine.
Yeah.
They're absolutely legal." And we got to preach on, and they got the gospel. We witnessed to them. So you have to stand and withstand and
stand.
And then stand some more.
Yeah.
So it's a glorious thing that we got to do today.
And what happened right away in the beginning, we're walking. I'm walking ahead, and there's this woman sitting on the bench. She's like, she saw me giving out gospel cards. She's like, give me, I want one, give me one. And I had like a really good conversation with her. It was edifying to me because she had a lot of wisdom. She admitted, as I brought up points, she's like, "Wow, that's a good point."
Yeah.
And it was just, I don't know, it was a perfect way to start the day. It was pretty awesome.
That's awesome. And I told one of the brothers, I said, "You know what I love about what we do? When people want a gospel card, they push through the crowd, they put their arm and they take it like you're giving away a $100 bill."
Oh, yeah.
"I want one of those. Give me one of those."
Yeah, that happened. There was a young woman going the opposite way of the way I was going, and she's like, I want one. So I held it way up over everybody, and she was reaching. We were trying to get it around the people. She got it.
I think
she
that's awesome.
It, walked
and then
off.
I told young brother Kuo, think of not only the people we talked to, not only the people that said, "Yeah, you're right, thank you for encouraging me," not only the people that we handed gospel cards out to, the thousands of people that we get to impact when we just stand for truth, stand for Christ, stand in the broad road, warn them of the wrath that's coming, tell them of God's goodness. For better or worse, those people are affected. And we get to be that light to thousands of people. That's just amazing to me.
It is. And I know I heard this a few times today, and I know you did too. Thank you for doing what you're doing. That must be really hard to do in the face of everybody.
Oh, yeah.
I had a handful of men and women telling me that today.
Yeah.
They kind of snuck up. One person snuck up behind their group when they weren't looking and told me.
One man is a churchgoer, and he said, "This must be really hard, but it is biblical to do this, I know." He said, "The church doesn't do this." And I said, "They're not the Church of Christ, sir."
Yeah.
He's like, "Yeah, I know what you're saying." So it was awesome. So we hope that edified you. Tomorrow, we're supposed to have a rainy, stormy day, so we'll be spending our day working online, having some fellowship, and then we'll get this preach up.
Yep.
And you can hear more audio, see more video. Today we want to talk about, what are we going to talk about, Sister Amin?
Food and drink.
Yeah,
eating and drinking.
Yeah, eating and drinking and full of bread.
And full of bread, yeah.
Right? America, as we go out and preach and as we live in this country, America is like a Sodom 2 nation that God judged. It's gluttonous, it's full of pride and vanity, it's full of sexual sin, it's full of bread. And God is going to judge America and the world. We have to warn people of that. The Bible tells us that. But we thought we would read some verses today talking about the good news of preaching Christ crucified that we had today in the streets. We thought we'd read some verses on full of bread and all of that type of thing.
Yeah, and I was kind of thinking about that because I use this a lot today and yesterday because everybody's just kind of wandering around and I'm asking them, What are you doing with your life? What is this doing to further the kingdom of God for those who are claiming Christ? Yeah. And I said, just walking around, eating and drinking and looking at things and filling the lust of your flesh. Yeah. And it made me think about that, you know, just as in the days of Noah.
Yeah, one man, I preach all the time, as in the days of Noah, I'll read that verse. One man said to me, why is this wrong? I said, sir, we're supposed to redeem the time. He goes,
yep.
Where does the Bible say we got to redeem the time? I said, Ephesians 5, sir, go read it. He goes, the Bible doesn't say that. He turned around and walked away. Delusion of so many people that claim Christ and they don't even know what Jesus said and what the Word of God says.
Oh, I know. I used that Ephesians, redeeming the time. I was asking people, what are you doing here? Doesn't the Bible say to redeem the time? And they're like, well, yeah, you got a point. So hopefully they heard more than just that. Maybe that just showed them, hey, we got something that we're trying to share with you. You agreed to that one. How about the rest of these? You want to look into it?
Yeah, and you know what? Jesus said you'd be judged for how you judge. I would have loved somebody when I was a worldly person to stand in my path and warn me and call me out of my sin.
Oh, I know.
Nobody ever did.
I know.
Nobody ever called me out of my sin. Nobody shined the light of Christ.
No, uh-uh.
So I'm glad that we get to do it.
Oh, yeah.
Praise God. All right, we're going to read some verses. Let me start. We're going to start with Ezekiel 16:49. You know, Sodom had more than just sexual sin. Ready? Behold, this was the iniquity of thy sister Sodom. Pride, fullness of bread, an abundance of idleness was in her daughters, and neither did she strengthen the hand of the poor and the needy. Doesn't even mention homosexuality there, though it did have that.
Yeah.
Look at that. Full of bread. That sounds a lot like America today.
Oh, yeah.
What verse you got, Sister Amin?
I have Matthew 24:48-50. But, and if that evil servant shall say in his heart, my Lord delayeth his coming, and shall begin to smite his fellow servants, and to eat and drink with the drunken, the Lord of that servant shall come in a day when he looketh not for him, and in an hour that he is not aware.
Yeah, that's people in America. They are not ready for the Lord's return. Mm-mm. And they're eating and they're drinking. I'll read that verse in a minute. Exodus 16:3. And the children of Israel said unto them, would to God we had died by the hand of the Lord in the land of Egypt, when we sat by the flesh pots, and when we did eat bread to the full, for ye have brought us forth into this wilderness to kill this whole assembly with hunger. They wanted to go back into bondage because they had good food, but God was giving them manna and water. How wicked. What a wicked heart they had.
Yeah. Yeah, that's pretty bad. That kind of goes along with this one here, Romans 14:17. For the kingdom of God is not meat and drink, but righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Ghost.
Amen. That's what we're supposed to be about.
Right.
How about Matthew 24:38-39? For in the days that we were before the flood, they were eating, drinking, marrying, giving in marriage, until the day that Noah entered into the ark. And they knew not until the flood came and took them all away, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. And I tell people what that means is, and I usually preach to people that are sitting, eating and drinking and all that, you're going to be sitting and eating and all this, and destruction is going to come upon you. You're not even going to know it. Why? Because you're not rightly discerning the time and the hour. You're not living, seeing that you're living in sin and idleness, and you're not seeing the world heading into darkness, and it's going to come upon you in great surprise.
Yeah, Jesus talks about how they can discern the sky, but they can't discern
what you're
talking about. Yeah, what's coming. Luke 12:19-20, and I will say to my soul, soul, thou hast much goods laid up for many years. Take thine ease, eat, drink, and be merry. But God said unto him, thou fool, this night thy soul shall be required of thee. Sorry, having a hard time reading. Then whose shall those things be which thou hast provided?
Yeah.
So, yeah, people are just, like, storing up, eating and drinking, sitting back, being lazy, not watching. That's not good.
Yeah, it's amazing. Young Brother Ku said something interesting today. Some helicopters flew over, and he said, look at, and I said, what? Everybody. Oh, look at the helicopters.
Yeah,
and everybody was in awe looking up the helicopters. And he stood there, and he said, but we hold our sign preaching Christ crucified, and people ignore it and walk by.
Yeah.
And it's just a sign of the flesh. It's just a sign of their spiritual deadness. But we go to try and wake up the sheep that will listen and hear.
Yeah, they look up to the helicopters, but they don't look up for Christ.
Yeah, they don't look up to the Word of God and the Spirit of God.
Yeah.
My last verse, 1 John 2:15-17. Love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. For if any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, lust of the flesh, lust of the eyes, and the pride of life is not of the Father, but is of the world. And the world passeth away, and the lust of thereof. But he that doeth the will of God abideth forever. Yeah, it's not God's will that you spend your time, your energy, your breath, your life on flesh, entertainment, foolishness. He said, seek the kingdom of God. Build the kingdom of God. Strive for the kingdom of God. Proclaim the kingdom of God. That's a worthy goal for people that are born of God. If you're not born of God, judgment and wrath is coming for you. Christ's death will be of no avail. His resurrection and shed blood will be of no avail to you unless you turn and seek the kingdom of God in spirit and truth.
Amen.
Got another verse? You got some verses?
Well, you know what? The one that I just read about the fool, the soul shall be required.
Amen.
There's a couple more after that. I forgot to put them in there.
Go for it.
Verses 29 and 30. And seek not ye what ye shall eat or what ye shall drink, neither be you of a doubtful mind. For all these things do the nations of the world seek after, and your Father knoweth that ye have need of these things.
Yeah, don't be anxious for what's to come.
And then I went and grabbed, I think there's like four of them that is about the good side.
Awesome, let's end it on that.
Yeah, so we got John 6:53. Well, here, you can do that one if you want. And we can take
John 6:53. Then Jesus said unto them, verily, verily, I say unto you, except you eat the flesh of the Son of Man, drink his blood, ye have no life in you. He's talking about the bread and the wine, not his literal body, but he's talking about the bread and the wine, the Lord's Supper. Amen.
Yep. And then 54 through 56 of John 6. Whoso eateth my flesh and drinketh my blood hath eternal life, and I will raise him up at the last day. For my flesh is meat indeed, and my blood is drink indeed. He that eateth my flesh and drinketh my blood dwelleth in me, and I in him.
Yeah, I love that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Let's see. We have 1 Corinthians 10:31. Whether therefore ye eat or drink or whatsoever ye do, do it all to the glory of God. I like these. Yeah, ending up in a positive way.
Yeah.
America and Sodom in a negative way, but God's people in a positive way. Last verse.
Yeah, and this one kind of really rounds it up, I think, in a really good way. 1 Corinthians 11:26. For as often as ye eat this bread and drink this cup, you do show the Lord's death till he come.
Amen. Yeah. We're proclaiming, preaching the resurrection, crucifixion, and resurrection of Christ until he comes. Warning people in love, get ready. Wrath is coming. Don't miss the goodness and the mercy of God.
Amen.
Yeah, that's awesome. Good scripture verses, Sister Amen. So we're going to leave it right there. We hope that blessed you, edified you. Tomorrow looks like a rainy, stormy day. And again, we'll be working online, having some fellowship. We'll get some preachers that preach up, and we'll get more edifying. There's going to be more audios on the Ecclesia Gathering page. We're doing them almost every day now. Yeah. And there's going to be an interesting video from our nighttime drive. We had to drive to get to where we are tonight. So lots of good material for you. More to come, Lord willing. We hope that this edifies you. Is your life full of physical food and bread? Nothing wrong with food and bread. You got to eat. But is your life so much more? Is it more about seeking the kingdom of God and striving for that eternal bread, that eternal life that Christ alone can give?
Amen.
We love you all. Till next time, have a joyous day. May God be praised.